Social media, images, and yoga, is it a tool or is it harmful? Well, before I read this, I just want to say that yes, one of my majors in college was art history. So I love this topic, and I really thought about it long and deep. So let's start. What is an image? Can beauty be harmful? When is an image information, art, or communication? When does an image fill us with beauty, and when does it demand expectations or communicate standards? What are the roles of images in our modern culture of yoga? To answer the question, one must first look at history to understand our current nature. I will start my essay from an image from 500 years ago. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Let's take a painting from Renaissance, such as The School of Athens by Raphael, painted 1509 to 1510. So what is the image saying? It is a pretty description of a bunch of men in togas in three-dimensional space. Okay, yes. But they are representational images of Greek philosophers. Why would someone in the Renaissance era be interested in Greek philosophy? Is the description of space being geometrical an accident? Well, I'm not about to write a paper on this now. Many books have been written just on this one image. What I'm trying to say is that in order to decrypt this image, one must know history, both ancient and Renaissance, art history, and development of painting techniques. Then there's the question of where exactly is this fresco placed? When we look at art, we go through all these great measures to understand how a single image makes sense in our mind. But all images have message and history. This is what artists like Roy Lichtenstein and Andy Warhol were commenting on in the 1960s with their art that was rooted in pop culture. So why am I writing about all this, and how can this possibly have anything to do with yoga? Well, asanas, poses, are only a very small part of yoga. Most of what makes up the practice of yoga is the breath and the internal focus, the awareness of the individual. I'm not going to go through all the eight limbs of yoga. For the purposes of my argument, I'm going to focus only on pratyahara, the fifth limb. Yoga Journal described this limb as, and I quote, withdrawal of sensory transcendence. It is during this stage that we make the conscious effort to draw our awareness away from the external world and outside stimuli, keenly aware of, yet cultivating a detachment from our senses, we direct our attention internally. The practice of pratyahara provides us with an opportunity to step back and take a look at ourselves. This withdrawal allows us to objectively observe our cravings, habits that are perhaps detrimental to our health and which likely interfere with our internal growth, end quote. When we practice yoga, we're aware of our surrounding and its effect on our mind and body. The asanas put us into a situation that are either comfortable or not, but the point of the practice is not the asana, but the internal effect on our mind and our breath. The watching is happened both on the inside and on the outside. The watching happens both inside and outside. So in other words, what the eye can see is only a very small part of the story. So what is being represented in a yoga image? Is the artist, being the photographer and the practitioner, often the same, aware of everything that is being communicated? Does the image represent all aspects of yoga? Well, maybe not. the lines of bifurcation between advertisement, sexuality, sensuality, yoga, artistry, and just plain self-obsession are often blended together and not always intentionally. So what happens when awareness is gone from the creator of the image? What happens when awareness is gone from the creator of the image? We live in a culture bombarded by images, and there are no longer clear lines to help us navigate the meaning. So we are left with a lot of sensory impact that I believe has a subconscious effect on our body. What do I mean by no clear lines to navigate? Well, think of a newspaper advertisement or a television advertisement. When you're seeing those images, you are conscious of the fact that they are advertisements. These images want you to buy something. But what about the product placement in a movie or a TV show? Well, you may or may not register what is happening in your brain when you see a specific car or a drink in the hands of your favorite actor. Then what happens in social media? This is even more vague. Now your friends are posting stuff. Are they conscious of the messages they are sending? Many studies now have shown over and over again that people post the life they want others to see, not necessarily the life that is actual. So what percentage of that is fake, selective, or just a product of social pressure? Are these pressures a result of other advertisements in our life? You see, the line is not so simple. The unfortunate side effect of social media is heightened judgment and comparison to what we perceive others possess. So that unfortunate side effect of social media is heightened judgment and comparison to what we perceive others possess. I believe we yoga teachers have to take extra responsibility when it comes to treatment of social media. If we truly teach yoga, that is, not just the asana, but also the yamas and the niyamas, the pratyahara, the dharana, the dhyana, and so on, then we have to make sure that the images that we use are communicating as much of our teaching as possible. So what is the meaning of an image of a person in a yoga pose on Instagram or Facebook? I heard people explain, oh, it is just fun, self-expression, inspirational poses for my students, a way to reach out to my students. I think all this could be absolutely true, but we must be more aware than this simple explanation because it is not that simple. For me to explain, I must step back from yoga into the world of social scientists on a history of female image. Our lives are filled with symbols, and they are very powerful. Take a painting in our mind. There is a female in blue, mother and child. Is that the Virgin Mary? Well, it depends. We know the symbolism when we see it. Let's take another female nude. It's pornographic or artistic, or is it commentary? Well, it depends, right? We must ask what else is in the image and how it is represented. The female form has been used in many ways throughout the centuries, but we recognize cues that help us tell a story. But the story does not end with what is depicted on the image. Images take a life of their own once they've been created. To demonstrate this, think of these famous models. Are they simply beautiful females on photograph? Of course, on one level, it is simply art. The female form is absolutely gorgeous. Why not celebrate it? But what is the reaction to this simple art? What is the reaction in a society when we're bombarded with beautiful images of females? At what point does art of fashion turn into social pressure and body dysmorphic problems? Not so simple. There is no clear line. Now, in fashion, art, we know, can be beyond art and there is a product, an image to buy. But what about yoga? What is the product here? Is there a product? Well, of course, the answer is yes, yoga is a product. And it is a good argument to say that no matter what got somebody practicing yoga, the more folks practice the yoga, the better. It is absolutely true, but not so simple. Not that long ago, I went to a workshop held by an Instagram celebrity yoga teacher. That is a teacher who came into popularity by posting images and gaining social media followers. I overheard young girls talk about how beautiful she is. I heard things like, did you see what she was wearing? Perfectly innocent stuff that all young girls talk about, but previously this discussion was mostly restricted to actresses and models. There was a lot of physical yoga, but not much teaching in that workshop. That is teaching with a capital T. Yoga got reduced to exercise and image without awareness or philosophy. Now, I will be a bit controversial, but I'm willing to put it out there for the sake of ahimsa and satya, that is nonviolence and truth. Also, because I've got to keep you awake while reading this clearly way too long article. Well, a trained monkey can teach exercise yoga. Let me just say this again, just to be even more controversial. A trained monkey can teach exercise yoga. Simply standing and calling the poses, that's not teaching. What makes a teacher is the rest of the yoga. Now, don't get me wrong, I love exercise. It is beneficial and necessary for our current lifestyle. And anybody who takes my class knows that I do not shy away from hard physical practice. But is that alone yoga? Yes, this teacher was posting pretty images of herself as quote-unquote inspiration, but something got lost in the translation because now her image acts more like images of models and celebrities. Did she fail to communicate the rest of the art, or has the number of images out there of pretty females posing perfect yoga poses lost its original message? Much like the fashion photographers can function as an artist or leader of social pressure. Right? Not so simple. Sometimes, of course, it is really simple. If only we pause and really think about what the image is representing. Not that long ago, I spotted yoga teachers taking Instagram photos of themselves in backbending poses, wearing Jimmy Choo's stiletto high heels and branded yoga clothes. Now, it does not take a social scientist to figure out the imagery behind that. Jimmy Choo's cost around $700+. Add to that a flexible female, and I believe we have something that fits the cover of many magazines that have little to do with yoga. Please don't take it the wrong way. I'm not a prude. I'm from Europe, and I think it can be absolutely empowering to represent female beauty in a sexual way. But we must be conscious that it is a double-edged sword. I understand that tagging the manufacturer of the pants is a way to get more visibility, which is advertisement that's both for the teacher and for the pants. But what about the stilettos? Women have been fighting for equal rights and equal treatment since the beginning of time. What do stilettos symbolize in your mind? Where do you go when you see those images? One could make the argument for female empowerment, counterculture, but ask a man what he thinks, and he most likely will not be mentioning her amazing teaching style and philosophy as things that come to mind. We must know that when we choose to put these images out there, we open ourselves up to interpretations. I often heard the argument, and I'm quoting, "Oh, Dora, it's a game. You must play the game. It is fun and pretty, and it is how you grow a business." unquote. I have to be honest, I have been tempted to play the game. After all, I could position myself as an exotic, powerful, sexy blonde from Eastern Europe. Hey, why not? I got the image, right? So why not? Because I believe if we are having mindless fun with these images, it can be dangerous. I am all for getting more people to practice yoga. And trust me, as a small business owner, I want to advertise really, really bad. But at a certain point in this game, yoga gets lost and all that is left is marketing and image. I know I am myself guilty. I walk the line. I know I look a certain way and I sometimes use my image as a tool. Again, the line is not clear. But the more images we pump out as, quote, inspiration, the more we run the danger of creating yoga idols. And that leads to social pressures. Even if these pictures are beautiful, taken in good taste, in nature, we are only picking the glory asanas represented by what our culture considers a perfect female form, then we're doing injustice to a generation of girls who are growing up. We may mean it differently, but like I reasoned above, images can take a life of their own after they're created. There is something about volume, the number of similar perfect photos out there that overpowers original intentions of the single image. The more we advertise with our perfect body in perfect poses, the more we reduce yoga to a product. Do we truly want people walking out of yoga workshop discussing what the teacher looked like and what he or she was wearing, on top of that being frustrated that the glory pose that they so much wanted to possess is still out of their reach? We may gain followers, but what price are we paying for popularity? I believe there is a way to be responsible with images. There is a way to teach all limbs of yoga. It is harder. It is like fighting sugar epidemic with celery sticks in kindergarten class. Humans always crave beauty, idolatry. That is a given due to our ego. Humans also always needed awareness and inner peace to be taught so we can coexist in harmony. As a yoga teacher, it is my job to teach inner peace and harmony and not to re-emphasize the ego. Going to go with what is easy, or are we willing to stand up and teach and maybe not be as popular? How do we show love, humility, honesty in the asanas? How do we show the inner world of being as well as the outside? I think it can be done, but we must think before we click and tag. What are we creating in the name of yoga? Is this still yoga? I believe we live in a world where the fifth limb of yoga, pratyahara, sense withdrawal, is more important than ever. We are bombarded with images. We must learn to become aware of the effect of these images on us before the images rule us. It is not just fun. It is not just pretty. Every minute of your life, you are creating a world. With images, you are communicating your values and your place in a universe. Young generations are gobbling up all this information that we put out. Social media is forming the world and the view of so many adults. The world of supermodels of the 1980s and 90s have been exchanged for the quasi-celebrities of the Instagram world. What are we saying when we use social media? How to look? What to wear? Are we teaching them to only have fun, or are we offering something more? Can students look into the yoga practice, reach into their yoga practice and find peace during a future life crisis. We have gone photography crazy. Images are cheap and fast. We no longer wait for development. We no longer view a photo session as a special occasion. That does not mean that the image has lost its power to communicate. We are simply losing awareness of what we are communicating. But don't forget, pictures are worth a thousand words. I wonder what art historians will say about our images 500 years from now. Thank you so much for listening.